This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
In 2018, the Better Together Conference is the inaugural national conference of the Equality Project. It's a two-day conference happening from the 12th to 13th of January, where LGBTIQ and A individuals from around Australia are coming to talk and meet and find out where we go from here and how we build better pathways and move together as one whole community. Joining us today on The Informer is Eamon Barbaresco from From Better Together, and also Jason Twizar-McShane on the phone. How's it going, guys?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, how are you doing?
We're doing very, very well, handling technology brilliantly. We've had both of you on The Informer before talking about the conference, and our listeners can jump onto that in previous podcasts, which we'll put up on our social media. But today we're talking about something a little different, because now the conference is happening, it's moving forward, and we're trying to build an amazing start to 2018. So, Eamon, why don't you kick us off about why you've come here today?
Yeah, so I've come here today just to give everyone an update of where we're at, but also to get everyone on board, to make sure they buy their tickets, and also to let you know that we are looking for organisations, companies to exhibit at the conference.
So what does that entail? Like having, there's a lot of different talks that are going to be going at the conference, and there's going to be so much happening. But what does it entail to be in the expo space?
So in the expo space, we've got the ground floor of the beautiful Swanson Hall set up with 32 spaces for organisations to come in, promote their services and how they work with LGBTIQA plus people, but also what they do for the community. So we've got amazing organisations so far.
Joy? Is Joy one of the organisations?
Joy is one of the organisations. We've got Globe as well. We've got VAC there. And also Switchboard.
Now, this conference is going to be a first of its time with people not just within Melbourne but Australia coming together from lots of different levels of the LGBTIQA community, lots of different genders, disabilities, sexualities, and with a lot of different ages and experiences. So this would be a really brilliant opportunity, wouldn't it, Jason, for individuals to not just show people what it is that they provide for as a part of the exhibitor space, but also as a great way to reach out to different pathways that members of our communities may not have previously experienced.
Oh, absolutely, and it's a chance to network with, we already have, you know, mid-200s people confirmed to come. We expect about 400 people to be there, and it's a great chance to network and meet some of the most wonderful people from all around the country. We have people coming from every state and territory, and pretty much every key organisation in the country is turning up. Network and see what they're doing and learn from each other and have an opportunity to collaborate where we can. It's very exciting, and I think hopefully it's post-marriage. Hopefully the marriage stuff has sorted itself out.
Who knows what Parliament are doing in the next 2 weeks.
They're not even meeting next week. make sure we have a discussion about what's next. You know, the thing that brings us all together, well, the thing that is probably, you know, that keeps us all together is the fact that we've all suffered discrimination when it comes to our sexuality, and that's the, you know, the binding factor, if you like, the sexual prejudice, and it's something we've all worked to fight and worked against, and it covers all of our spaces, and we need to work out, okay, how do we help each other going forward to get where we need to go faster? We'll get where we need to go eventually, I think. I really believe we're on a path where we'll finally get to the destination one day, but I want to get there faster, and that requires us to, you know, to strategically work together where we should. And I think the fact that we don't have a national rights organisation that covers all of our spaces is a negative for our country. And I think it's time for us to have that conversation around how do we set something up and how do we collaborate on a national level and take care of those who have less resources, but also build each other up and inspire each other and make sure that, you know, we're doing what we need to do in the most effective way possible.
I mean, that's what the entire conference is about, which is really wonderful. Like, for example, it's Trans Awareness Week right now, and let's just highlight on that. What's some of the spaces or conversations that you're hoping to that are going to be facilitated for or by trans or gender diverse people during the conference?
Well, it's fantastic. We have Sarah McBride coming from the Human Rights Campaign in the US, and US trans activist. We've got Naomi Fontanes from Gandis in the Philippines, who's also a trans activist who works very effectively there, alongside a heap of beautiful trans people who are going to be here. And we've got sessions from Faith to parents of gender-diverse children to the trans caucus to, which we'll be discussing, you know, what are the top five or six things that are most important to trans people at this point in time, presenting that back to the main group at the last session. It's a really diverse, I think there are 7 or 8 sessions that are trans-specific.
There's also one about tackling homophobia and transphobia in sport, which is interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's going to have a wonderful array of people actually on that panel. So whether it's Xavier Campbell from the Essendon Football Club we can't announce some of them yet. We're just finalising it this week. But it's very, you know, that discussion is really important, and it's time for us to learn from each other and build on that momentum in the sport space that's growing to create safe spaces for everybody. And that's, you know, not just gay and lesbian people, but trans people. Hannah Mouncey, I think, is coming down. We're still to confirm that. But to have that conversation with people who are actually trying to, play sport and be the gender they are, and not necessarily the one that they were born in.
It is really wonderful that the conference is creating this kind of a space for these kind of conversations that I know from many of the circles that I've been a part of, we've had around and round in circles, especially working in the media. We hear these things all of the time, and we try to connect and touch base with them as much as possible. So it's really wonderful that this conference is creating this central place and focus. Eamon, as you've been leading up and working towards helping to make the conference happen, is it something that's really inspired you, or has it just been a bit of a head spin?
It's been a bit of a head spin, inspiration. It's been really exciting to be part of the team, working with Jason and our other team members, just to get that experience as well, which I can use in other parts of my advocacy work.
So one of the other things that you're here to talk about tonight is the scholarships that are a part of the Better Together conference?
Yeah, so we've been lucky to receive one of the community grants from Globe, who have given us a grant of $2,000 to bring in people that aren't able to afford tickets. But we are still looking for donations, sponsorships, to bring in those regional, rural people that are just as important as anyone else in our metropolitan area, because we do want to reach everyone. We want this conference to bring in people that do have a voice but aren't able to attend due to finances. So if you are able to donate any amount, please head over to thequalityproject.org.au and click on the donate button, and we appreciate any small donation you can.
Every bit can help, because this is a huge endeavour, and it's a really exciting way to start the year. It's incredibly exciting. But also, Eamon, so if people are interested in scholarships, are interested in trying to see if they could attend because they can't afford it, or they live far away so they can only afford so much, how could they?
Yeah, so head over to theequalityproject.org.au and click on the scholarship button, and you can apply for a scholarship. And we do encourage anyone, whether they do have a disability, whether they are hearing impaired, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, whether they're a person of colour, what I like to say, black, white, yellow, or anywhere in between. And we do really encourage anyone to attend.
And applications will be accepted until 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on the 30th of November this year.
Sorry. And we may extend that if we need to. We've already allocated 35 people through our scholarship program, and we're hopeful to. We want 20% is the goal of our attendees to come on some kind of scholarship, and I think we're on target for that. So, but we still need to raise some extra funds. So anyone who wants to donate, every dollar helps.
Every dollar makes a difference, and there's still one more week to go. If you And there's still one more week to go if you would like to put your name down and try to grab one of those scholarships. I already have my ticket to the conference, and we at The Informer are going to be covering it because we're going to be there.
A little birdie told me you were your first ticket buyer, Dean.
I am ticket buyer number one, and I'm very proud of that.
I think that deserves a round of applause.
I don't know if we need a round of applause for a news and current affairs program, for sure. I was very, very proud of to get the first ticket. Well, this is a really exciting conference, and it's a really exciting space to facilitate some amazing conversations, some amazing expressions, and to really create a deeper understanding of the diversity of our community and the way in which we can bring ourselves together. So if you would like to know any more information about that, Eamon, where can they find that out?
TheEqualityProject.org.au.
Eamon and Jason, thank you for joining us today on The Informer.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks, guys.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.